Welcome back, guys. We really, really, really missed you. We're so glad that you guys came back to join the family. It's a big schus. In this week's Parshat Vayichi, we have the reuniting. All the children of Yaakov Avinu are gathered together as one big family. So it's very beautiful that we have our family back. And so today's halacha, I wanted to focus on the importance of friendship. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that when you don't see a friend who you haven't seen for 30 days, there's a bracha you make. Anybody know the bracha you're supposed to make according to Shulchan Aruch? Shechianu v'kimanu v'igianu lazman hazeh. Blessed are you, Hashem, that I'm alive and I've existed to be in this moment. The same way then you get when you get a new house or a special new present, there's a bracha called Shechianu, I'm so happy. If I haven't seen a friend for 30 days, says the Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to say this bracha of Shechianu v'kimanu v'igianu lazman hazeh. When you see him. And now, what's the idea behind this bracha? Clearly it's trying to teach us the value of friendship, the value that Judaism says that when I see someone who I haven't seen, that means something in a halachic sense. It's not just like Torah, mitzvahs, that's the only thing that matters, but friendships don't matter. No, seeing a good friend matters, and friendship is extremely important in Judaism. In fact, Hasidus, this is really the idea behind a Fabringen, in particular on Saturday nights, there's an Indian of coming together on a Malava Malka, Sichas Chaverim. Breslov talks a lot about having friends to schmooze things over with. And it's not just about the Torah that's shared at the Tish. It's just about the fact that we're coming together. And that has a lot of value in Judaism, coming together for holy purposes. Now, on a technical level, the Panini Halacha writes that most Achronim are scared. They're a little bit scared to say this bracha of Shechianu v'kimanu. Why? Because what's going to happen? You're going to see someone who's not really that close of a friend, who's not that really that excited about, but you don't want to make him feel bad. Because what, this guy, he said a Shechianu and that guy not? So you're going to end up saying a Shechianu when you didn't really mean it, want to. And therefore, some Achronim say, better not to do the Shechianu. Others write, maybe it's only for a, you know, really, really close friendship, but not just a half-half friendship. And therefore, the custom that amongst many is not to say a Shechianu with Hashem's name. Nonetheless, interestingly enough, boldly enough, the Rav Melamed in the Panini Halacha writes that he thinks that we should go like the original halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. The halacha written in the Gemara was meant for our times too. And if you see any friend you're really excited to see, it doesn't have to be your best friend, but any friend you're really genuinely excited, you should say a Shechianu. If you see five friends, you say one big, in the same moment, you say one big bracha on all of them. And he believes we should do it like the halacha. Lamaisa, since I'm a little bit of a scaredy cat when it comes to halacha, what I try to do is I say a big Shechianu with all my heart, but without Hashem's name, just because I'm a little scared. And I think Hashem will still count it as a good thing. And I would recommend that. But if you're a chassid, or if you're posek as a melamed, then you should do what he says. You should ask your posek. But either way, I think the idea that seeing a friend is not just a nice thing, but is spiritual impact. Like Rosh Shlomo says, when you see a good friend, you're actually a better person. And he really raises you up, makes you better just by being his presence. So we should be good friends for each other and really lift each other higher. We should be friends and set up the base medrash and have an amazing week of learning and giving and being role models. So service for Am Yisrael.